This episode of the podcast is brought to you by my new dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Click the link down in the description to grab the entire system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life as a man. You can also download my free ebook, The Quick Start Guide to Improving Your Dating Life for Men. Click the link down in the description to learn how to use the principles of the alpha mentality to increase your attraction and skyrocket your dating success. All right, now it's time for today's episode. Well, Josh, what the heck? How am I supposed to appeal to women? How am I supposed to get women to like me? How am I supposed to be attractive and find love if I am not supposed to be a jerk, but I'm also not supposed to be nice? Here's the answer. It's very, very simple. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. I want to talk about a topic today that is on my mind. I've been thinking about this a lot because I've been creating some content about this. What women want from men? Like, what do they really want? Like, why do some men kill it on the dating marketplace? Why do some men just crush it in their dating life, and then a lot of other men don't seem to be able to make it work? What do women really want? Are they really confused and chaotic and they just don't know what the heck they want? Or is there some kind of rhyme or reason or pattern to it? And I'm going to put this to rest for you today. And I just want to share basically my thoughts, my experience about what women really want. And of course, in my life, I always struggled with dating. I sucked at trying to get women to talk to me. I couldn't get a number, I couldn't get a date, couldn't get a text back, nothing. I did get married at the age of 20, more by luck than by anything else. And then my marriage ended 10 years later. It was a disaster. I was a disaster, living like a complete beta male. I had no sense of self-worth. I had no sense of masculinity. I had no sense of inner power, inner strength. I was basically just a little doormat that let people walk all over him. I was a nice guy. And then I would kind of get all resentful and I would blow up and just act like this, just this non-congruent, non-masculine beta male. And so trust me when I tell you that I've been there and I learned better. I spent 2.5 years developing my own dating system. At the time, it wasn't about trying to teach anyone else how to date. It was just about me trying to get a girlfriend. I couldn't even get a girl to text me back. I just wasn't good at it. But I ended up being wildly successful. And I found out some truths that a lot of men don't understand. I learned a lot of truths that a lot of men are confused about in this modern day. And I see men making the same mistakes that I was making all the time. So I just wanted to share 5 things with you that I have learned that women want from men that men just don't seem to be picking up on. Number one, they want you to be powerful. They want you to be powerful in yourself and in your life, right? You may not be a super powerful man. You may not be like a king or the president or the owner of a company, but you start with where you are. You take power over the things you can take power over. You take power back in your life and you become a self-respectable, powerful man in your own right, right? It's better to walk into a room and be powerful in yourself than to just be a docile man who gives away his power to everyone. Women are absolutely turned off by powerless men. They want men who are powerful, who wield the power they have to do good for the world and to do good for themselves and to do good for their family and their circle and the tribe, okay? So women want power. Number two, women want a man who is healthy, strong, athletic, with an athletic body, with an athletic physique. Men who let themselves go physically leave a huge amount of attraction on the table. They leave a gigantic amount of what women could see in them on the table. Men with a pear body shape, men with an apple body shape, you know, who have a belly, who they're jiggly. This is not attractive to women. Women don't want a doughboy. Women want powerful, strong men. And that same thing goes for men who are like super skinny. Like if you're like underweight with the point, like being overweight or underweight is dangerous for your health. But speaking from an attraction sense, women want to see a bit of muscle on a man, right? So lift some heavy stuff, eat a good diet and take care of yourself. Go running, go do some yoga, go do some jump rope, whatever it is, get yourself in shape, work on your body. It is worth it. Number three, women want men with status. If you're just a loner who sits in his room all the time, never talks to anyone, has no network, no connections, no nothing, she's gonna be like, is there something wrong with this guy? Like, why doesn't he have any friends? Why doesn't anyone like him? Women evolve to want men with status, and there's a reason for that. Status confers many benefits in life, and women need the benefits because they're programmed. Now, not all women want to do this, but the programming is they need to find a safe environment where they could raise a family. They could have children, raise a family. This is dangerous. This is a dangerous game for women. So they need a man with status so that he can infer the benefits of a status upon her so that, you know, he knows more people. This is a bigger network, a bigger tribe. They will help her as she goes through the very dangerous process of having children. This is a survival instinct. Women don't want a loner who just sits in the bedroom. They want a man who's confident and capable and socially adept, okay? So that's the third thing. Number four, women want men who have a plan for their life. They want a man with a purpose, a plan, not only to get money, but to be successful. Men who neglect this leave a giant amount of attraction on the table. If you don't have a plan for your life, get out a pen and a paper and just write down a plan. What do you want to do with your life? What kind of job do you want to have? What kind of money do you want to be making? You should always be making a plan to be get to that six-figure mark and then scaling it to a million. If you don't have a plan for that, I'm telling you right now, that manifests in your behavior. Even if you don't talk about it, this shows in the way that you act, in the decisions you make, in the way that you treat your job, in the way that you conduct yourself when you have time off. Women see this in men. They want a man with ambition. They want a man who's gonna bring home the big money because that means survival. And at the end of the day, attraction is very closely tied to survival. It is a survival instinct. Women cannot afford to pick men who are not gonna contribute to their survival. They must pick men who are going to enhance her possibility for survival, to give her a better life and a better chance at health, wellness, happiness, and fulfillment. Okay, women must choose this. And number five, women want men who are good with women. They want men who are nurturers. They want men who are kind and treat them lovingly. Listen, there's a huge misconception about this. A lot of men think that you have to be a bad boy, you gotta be this jerk, you have to be this oppressive man who just kinda, you know, puts women down, you make sure they know their place, you snap at them, you keep them in line. No, this is not true. But if you're a nice guy and you let her walk all over you, she won't respect you either. So you might ask me, well, Josh, what the heck? How am I supposed to appeal to women? How am I supposed to get women to like me? How am I supposed to be attractive and find love if I am not supposed to be a jerk, but I'm also not supposed to be nice? Here's the answer. It's very, very simple. Women have evolved to want a man who is very skilled in violence, but who only uses it to protect the tribe. In other words, be a warrior. Be a conqueror. Be an animal, a beast. When you leave the house, when you leave the hut, when you leave the borders of your tribe to go fight wars, overcome conflicts, gather resources, that's when you're a beast. But when you come home, you're gentle. You play with the children, you kiss her, you nurture her, you give her happiness, and you ask her about her day, and you are loving. You're like a big, soft teddy bear with these people. Now, this doesn't mean that you let her walk on you, because as a competent warrior, you know how to keep order, but you can keep order here in the peace of your home with gentleness and with respect and kindness, right? We don't put on our warrior face and treat her like an enemy. At home, we want to go out in the world. We show that face to our enemies when we do battle. But when we come home, that's when we can take that off and we can just let her love us and we can let her nurture us and we can let her be our peace. And then we can be peaceful to her and we can have a happy, beautiful life inside the safety of the tribe, inside the safety of the tent, right? This is something that so many men are confused about and they're missing. So do these five things and you will find that you will slowly begin to become the type of man that women really want. And very ironically, but not by coincidence, you will also become the type of man who will succeed more on the dating marketplace and in life overall. That's all I got for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Sagafis signing off.